Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Kindness expressed towards others melts anger, diffuses conflict, elevates peace, and expands love. And as we express kindness, we receive kindness in abundance. We experience it in full. Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we discuss tools that will assist you in opening your awareness to your own incredible truth and empower your journey to authentic living. Thank you so much for being here today. The tool for this show is Be Kind. Now, this may sound simple, and it can be. However, kindness expressed and experienced can be life-changing for us and the world around us. Many people think of kindness as offering a smile to someone, holding a door open, buying coffee for the person in line behind you at the coffee shop, offering a hug. You know, it's true that these are all part of kindness. They are kind actions that we can offer throughout our day. And as beautiful as these things can be, they only scratch the surface of what kindness truly is. Kindness begins deep within our souls. Kindness is found in the truth of who we are at our highest good. These acts that I just mentioned are a bit of your truth being shared out into the world. Today we're going to talk about expanding the kindness that we share. You know, we've talked about kindness here many times. However, today we're going to dig a little bit deeper. Many of the tools presented in past shows here on Life's Toolbox can be used to assist us in feeling and expressing kindness more deeply. We can use these tools to transform kindness from that small act that we mentioned before to an energy that actually heals. And we will discuss some of these tools in just a little bit. The show that I had planned for today has been put on hold because of the need for kindness that I see in the world these days. This shift in topics came to me yesterday when I saw a post, I believe it was on Facebook, but this was a post that a friend of mine put out there, and it contained a video of a speech given by one of the political candidates running for office, excuse me, in these upcoming elections. The message from the candidate to me was very uplifting, spoke to the good of all people, and offered encouragement to seek solutions to the issues that we face as a country and as citizens of this world. It was posted with a very positive message attached to it, and in no way could this have been perceived as a threat to anyone, or so I thought. Most of the comments that were made on this post were supportive. Many of them showed agreement. And then there were many comments that were verbal attacks on the candidate and the person who posted the video. The candidate was called a troll, a traitor, an enemy of the American way of life, and many other names that I cannot mention here on air. The person who posted the video was called an idiot, stupid, a moron, a traitor, and again, many other things that I can't mention on air. As I looked through other posts from supporters of other candidates, even those who are running against the people that I support, I found that this behavior is coming from all sides of the political aisle and aimed towards all sides. It was not just people who lean towards political beliefs that differ from mine doing the attacking. I mean, there were Republicans attacking Democrats and Democrats attacking Republicans. It seems that the new way of supporting your own candidate is to attack the opponent of that candidate and the people who support them. You know, I asked myself, when did a difference of opinion become an invitation to attack? When did it become so important to have everyone believe the same way as we do that hurtful words and actions were thought to be okay? I still can't come up with a good answer to those questions, nor could I come up with any justification for those actions. I know that the largest majority of people out there are not throwing around these hurtful words. However, if we allow this behavior to continue, we're part of the problem. If we allow these behaviors to continue, the division that is present in this country and even in many homes will continue to grow. I personally know of several people who no longer speak to family members and friends because their political beliefs or some other differences of opinion stand in the way. Or they let it stand in the way, I guess I should say. To me, this is so very sad, and it does nothing more than cause damage that's going to take years of healing to repair. Whether you like it or not, we are in the midst of this political season. We cannot turn on the TV these days without seeing a political ad. We can't turn on the radio, with the exception of Empower Radio, without hearing political messages. We cannot check our social media feeds without seeing more ads, and these are coupled with comments from many people. The commercials and posts that I see from most candidates are aimed at tearing down their opponents. Now, I, for one, do not think because you can name many things you see is wrong with your opponent that that makes you the best choice. I hope most of you agree with that. If you're deserving of the office you seek, tell us why you are the choice that we should make. Anyway, I don't intend for this show to be about politics. It's just the political race provides us with a great example of what does not work to elevate our experience of life. The political race and the reaction to this race by the people of this country and of the world are examples of how not to behave, in my opinion. Kindness is what we need, and we are going to tie all of this together, so just bear with me. No matter what level of interaction that we have with these issues, these ads, and again, it's any issue that causes division, whether it be political or something in the family, just differences of opinions. No matter what level of interaction we have with these issues, we are affected on many levels by the words that we hear, the commercials we see, and the comments that are posted. Whether we like it or not, we are part of these issues. We get to choose what part we are, but we're a part of it. It all boils down to this. We are either allowing this behavior to continue, or we are adding to the healing of these issues. Folks, sitting back and doing nothing, trying to avoid the conflict, turning a blind eye and a deaf ear to these behaviors amount to allowing them to continue. It is time that we stand up and stop this behavior, and we do so with kindness, peace, and love. To step into a conflict with anger and disgust only adds anger and disgust to the situation. It fuels the fire. Whether it's a political conflict or one on a personal level, we can heal the issue and create a path towards what we desire. Or we can allow it to continue, which only serves to expand and energize the conflict. Just this past week, I was reading The Power of Intention by Dr. Wayne Dyer, and he speaks of the power we have within each of us to diffuse all negative situations with peace and love. He speaks of a situation where he walked up to two people who were ready to begin throwing fists. That conflict had escalated that high, and he simply stepped into the energy with love, and he says that he hummed a song. And the song title was "The Presence of God is in This Place." The humming and his spirit, his aura of love and peace, eased the tension. Calm took over. He tells another story of a mother and a young daughter in the checkout line at a grocery store. The mother was very angry as she was speaking to the child in a very loud voice, full of anger, full of rage. And Wayne Dyer simply looked at them both with love. He stepped in close into their energy, and without a word from him, the energy shifted from anger to peace. I know this works. I've had several jobs, several different careers where I've faced similar situations. Even before I learned of this truth, it's not that I had to learn this so that I could apply it. We all can do it. Anytime the energies of anger and hate are holding two or more people in conflict, we can simply step into that with love and peace and kindness as our intention. The conflicts ease. Nearly every situation that I faced, the conflicts eased. Most of them even shifted to love and peace. When we see and hear these conflicts about politics or anything else, we can no longer stand by idly and hope for something to shift. We can no longer seek ways to avoid the situations. We can no longer allow our families and our country to be ripped apart by this difference of opinion and these attacks that we're seeing. We must be a source of kindness and healing. We're going to talk a little bit later about how these differences of opinion can actually be transformed into benefits for us all. Last week on the show, we talked about mindsets, and I read a quote that holds true in today's show. It is from Jane Goodall, and I quote, "You cannot get through a single day without having an impact on the world around you. What you do makes a difference, and you have to decide what kind of difference you want to make." End quote. What this means is that you are an influence to those around you. Even if you never utter a word or take any sort of physical action, you are an influence. People see you and they respond to what they see. They feel your energy and your emotions and they respond in kind. Unfortunately, when we take a stand, even when we stand in love and peace, there are going to be some people who do not appreciate it, who fear it, who feel that it is a danger to their way of thinking. They may even throw some hateful words our way. We cannot let that stop us. We must stand in love and peace, and we must stand in truth. Stand in kindness and know that any attack that comes your way is simply the insecurity or fear the other person is holding. Standing in love and kindness radiates those energies out into the world, and they affect everyone around you. Even when you do not see an immediate result, you have created ripples that will positively affect people further than you can imagine. In that same book that I was referring to a little while ago by Dr. Wayne Dyer, he writes of a study that he reads which says, one person expressing the energy of love and kindness, these are my words, this is not a quote, one person expressing the energy of love and kindness positively affects more than 90,000 people. You heard that right, more than 90,000 people. The study goes on to say that as we lift our expression into a more enlightened or spiritual or even a deeper level of loving, when our expression grows like that, the number grows exponentially to the point that we can affect as much as 75 million people, I believe is what it was. When I tell you to stand in love and peace and kindness, I'm not saying to do so with the intention of changing others so that they will become like you. That's not what this is all about. When we take a stand on this platform, we are simply shifting energy. We're influencing and evolving our experience and the experience of others. We can all stand in kindness, love, and peace and still hold on to our opinions and beliefs. This is not an invitation to become a society without differences. That's not at all what I dream of. The differences make life exciting and cause us to grow and expand. Differing opinions can be seen as an invitation to learn. When we drop all of the hate and the anger, we can actually see that we can learn from somebody who has a differing opinion. Last week, we talked about the fixed mindset. When we see others' opinions as wrong, and when we feel the need to defend our own opinions, and when we feel the need to change someone else to be like us, we're stuck in that fixed mindset. Instead of seeing a difference in opinion as reason to distance ourselves from those who hold a different opinion, we can embrace the other person's right to their opinion. We can embrace their right to hold that opinion. We can observe their opinion and seek understanding of their reasons for holding it. As we seek understanding, we may find something of value in their opinion. When we do this, we have the opportunity to integrate their thoughts or reasons with our own opinions to expand what we already believe. And folks, we might be influenced to change our opinion. It really doesn't matter what happens here if we're seeking that understanding and that reasoning. We may never find understanding why someone holds the opinion that they do, but their opinion may even inspire new thoughts and beliefs in our opinion. It may expand our own way of thinking. You never know what's going to happen until we try it, and we do that when we express kindness and love and peace, and we seek that understanding. Seeking understanding is not at all about giving up your own opinions and beliefs. It is not about justifying what other people are saying. It is not about justifying your own opinions. Seeking understanding is simply about knowing where someone else is coming from with their opinions. When we first seek understanding, we send out a message to others that we care enough about them to allow them to hold their opinions. And in this, we most frequently open communication that can inspire us all to let go of the attacks, to release the fighting, to let go of the hate and the anger. I don't have to hate somebody just because they have a different opinion than I do. When we release our need to win, we can come together and we can find solutions that work for us all. And those solutions may be their opinion, it may be our opinion, it may be a mix of both. We just never know where it's going to go until we give it a chance, and we can't give it a chance unless we're expressing kindness and love and peace. Again, this line of thought serves the current political climate well. However, it is a practice and behavior we can implement throughout our lives that serves highest good. So seek understanding, and this is the first tool that lead us to this healing that we so desperately need. One of the tools that will help us transform our fixed mindsets into growing and benefit mindset is choose to be happy rather than right. You know, one of the greatest contributors to this fixed mindset, which prevents us from moving into peace and love, which holds us tied into the anger and the hate and the need to be right, needing to be right is the foundation for most of these problems. So choosing to be happy transcends all the lines that have been drawn in the sand. You know, I have some dear friends that stand on the opposite side of the political aisle than me. And if we choose to be right, our friendship's going to go away, and it's going to happen quickly. If we choose instead to be happy, we can remain friends while still holding our opinions about politics or anything else. Being happy does not necessarily lead us to solutions. However, it does open a door that we can walk through together to find solutions. If we're holding on to needing to be right, those doors are never going to open. So that was the second tool, choose to be happy rather than right. The first one was seek understanding. The next tool that allows us to stand bravely and confidently in kindness is appreciate you and embrace your unique. As you stand in kindness, love, and peace, embrace the truth of you. Folks, we're all unique. Part of what makes you unique and what makes your friends and your family and your connections unique is the fact that all of you, we all have the difference of opinions. We're wired differently, so we're going to see things differently. We will all form an opinion and a belief based on our uniqueness. So if we're going to hold on to this hate and anger, we've got to see other people's uniqueness as less than ours or wrong. And that's just not true. Honor that truth in you and honor the truth in others. When someone expresses an opinion different from yours, do not go to the defensive. Smile, send love, send kindness, and seek understanding. Seek happiness. Hold on to your truth, your authenticity, your uniqueness. Again, this is not to change your own opinions so that you can come to agreement. Simply acknowledge that that you have an opinion, they have an opinion, and then stay true to you. And know that your truth fluctuates. The truth of you at the core level will never fluctuate, but your beliefs and your assumptions and your opinions, they will fluctuate if you allow them. Speaking of assumptions, the next tool is release assumptions. We make all kinds of assumptions about people. Based on a few words that they speak or their silence, we assume we know what they believe. We assume we know what their intentions are. We assume that we know who they are and so much more. Until we get clarification, we will never know the truth. We must release assumptions that we make about people. This one takes us back to seeking understanding. When we release assumptions, we open ourselves to hear the meaning behind the words, see the intent behind the actions. Releasing assumptions frees us to understand, and it frees others to be who they really are. And then once we know truth, we then have choices that we can make that work out for our highest good and theirs. Another great tools in times of difference that allow us to express kindness is be open to hear. I'm not sure we can ever move to understanding if we don't practice this one. Being open to hear is not just about being in the same vicinity as someone else as they speak. It even goes beyond hearing the words that they speak. Being open to hear is about hearing beyond words. Now, don't get confused here with making stuff up about what they mean. This is hearing the words, seeing their body language, noticing the tone of their voice, and putting all this together so you truly hear the message. Now, once you do this, there's a little game that we can play. It's called Do You Mean? I think we've talked about this before. This is simply repeating back to that person what you just heard, what you just felt, and then allow them to correct you if you've missed on some of the things. Listening in this way does not mean you take on their opinion. It's very important that we don't think that just being kind, just listening, just offering love means that we have to surrender our own opinions. That's not it at all. And we're not trying to change their opinion. It is simply a tool that allows you to know where they are coming from. Once you know this, again, you can find solutions that serve highest good. And one of those solutions may be just to allow them to have their opinion and love them anyway. Claim rather than blame is another powerful tool that we can use. And in this one, especially in this political climate that we see these days, each time we have a negative thought about a candidate or their supporters or friends and family or anybody who has a differing opinion than we are, anytime we have one of those negative thoughts about these people, we are blaming. We see their platform as a deterrent to forward movement in our lives, in our country. We do the same with personal differences. As long as we are only seeing the negative, we are blaming. So when we claim instead, we can see our part in it all. No, we're not responsible for the beliefs and actions of those political candidates that oppose your choice. We're not responsible for the differing opinions that your friends may hold. However, as long as we focus on the negative of that person or their stance, we are blaming instead of claiming. In claiming, you just claim your part in it all. Claim your truth and allow them to do the same. Be open to goodness is another tool that reminds us that there is good throughout the world, in each person, in each situation. When we seek the good in every moment, guess what we're going to find? Good. Seeking goodness in all requires us to remain in the present moment. One of the biggest problems with all of these political and differences and the big gap that we see in the world is that we're not looking for good. We're only seeing the negative. Being present is the only place that we can be if we want to express kindness, love, and peace. So we've got to be present. I'm going to prove to you how powerful this one is, and I'm going to do it right now. We're going to do it very, very quickly. Take a moment, wherever you are, even if you're driving down the road, take a moment and just pick one thing out that you can put your focus on for a moment. See something good in that. It doesn't matter what you just focused on. You can find good in that thing. Now, look around. Find one more thing. See something good there. If you didn't see something good, you're not looking. I promise you, there is good in everything you can lay your eyes on. And just to prove the point once again, look around again. Put your focus on something. See something good in that thing. If you really want to test this one, look around you and see someone or something that seems negative or bad to you. When you put your focus on that thing, breathe in peace and love and look more deeply at that thing or person. Observe it for a moment. And that's all it takes. It's just a brief moment. you will see something good. There is good in all if we simply look deeply enough. If you would like to see that thing or that person express good, offer kindness. Kindness, folks, is one of the most powerful tools that we can have, especially in these times where we see so much negativity, so much hate, so much resistance out in the world. The last thing I want you to look for is look into your life, look into your own self, your own being, and see how many times you say something negative or angry or hateful to yourself. We all do it. We're going to start building kindness here. So you look at those things, and for every negative thing you say or think about yourself, I want you to say two positive things about yourself or that situation. In my team development work, we call this a twofer. The first positive thought negates the negative one. The second positive thought lifts us higher. Do this with kindness. Do this with love. Express kindness instead of negativity. Express kindness instead of being silent about all this. And folks, be kind to you and all of those around you. Thanks for being here today. I hope that you can find a way to express kindness throughout your life. For the rest of the week and beyond, be kind to you in all you do. Express kindness into the world. Love and peace.